So we're learning tonight, Lili Nishmas, my wife's great-grandmother's yard site is this week, Double A Bas Rab Shlomo, and my wife's grandmother and my grandmother, Chana Bas Ramey Avram, who's also yard site is this week, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So I remember in high school, I had a Rebbe, who I don't remember, unfortunately, much else, but I remember some of the stories that he told us. And one of the stories that made an impression on me is he told me about his old elderly grandfather that he remembered as a kid who was struggling. He could barely move. He would sit in a big chair, but it was hard for him to get up or walk. But he remembers that watching the grandfather daven is that he would pull himself up. He would grab onto the chair. He could barely crack and get up just to say Baruch Sha'amar standing up. Very important to him, say Baruch Shamar standing up. So the question is that a thing? Is that an inyan? Is it really an issue to say parts of Pesukei Zimra or all of Pesukei Zimra, perhaps standing up? Is there any inyan at all? And so the Makar Chaim cites a minog to recite all of Pesukei Zimra while standing. And the reason for this, likely, is because Pesukei Zimra is a shevach. We said it's a praise to Hashem, and a couple of sources suggest, one in Tehillim, suggests that when we praise Hashem, you should be standing. For example, we say in Kuf Lamed Hei, Haluka alu Hashem Hashem, halu avdei Hashem, sha'omdim beveis Hashem, b'chatzus beis ha'okein. So you see, omdim, standing, is important when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You praise Hashem when you're standing. The Sefer Eretz Desha suggests that perhaps you get it from the Malachim. The Malachim stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I guess the Malachim don't sit down. They're standing in front of Hashem when they cite their praises to Hashem. So therefore, again, you should stand when you do praises. The whole Pesukei Zimra is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you should stand for the entire thing. Another source is the Zohar. The Zohar cited in the Sefer Siach Tefillah says that the pasuk by David HaMelech, it says, Chatzot Slaila Akum, right? That in the middle of the night I got up, Lahodo Slucha, to praise you. So again, you see, this getting up. I always thought that meant getting up from sleep, but it's also getting up, standing up, elevating yourself, standing up to. I always remember in Shalosh Shudas, right? They get up in real, I don't usually participate in such a Chassidish Shalosh Shudas, but you see in the Shalosh Shudas that I've observed, right? They get up, they stand up, they start screaming, Shamim Chalom Lad, right? And other ideas. When you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you stand up and you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavod. So based on this, you should perhaps have to stand for the entire Pesukei Zimra. The Rivo Sephraim, I have the source here on my phone. I didn't print it out, but I have for you from he cites in one of his Svarim, in Chelek Dalet, he writes, that hine yodua, it was known knowledge to everyone, Shemori v'rabi rava gon Ramosha Feinstein, Ramosha Zatzal, noeg lamod b'chol Pesukei Dezimra. So Ramosha used to stand the entire Pesukei Dezimra, and when he writes, he says, avo b'sof yomav, in the end of his life, hayayoshev, he sat for Pesukei Dezimra. And it was Rav Moshe Meir Weiss, Shwitoi writes to Rivo Sephraim, he remembers that even if he would sit at the end of his life, he would try to stand up for Mizmor Sota. But you see, again, Ramosha was very machmid, when he was healthy at least, to stand for all of Pesukei Zimra. So someone wrote in a letter to the Rivo Sephraim. Yeah, Shemach Oda is a similar idea. You're right. It's the same idea. It's praising Hashem, thanking Hashem. Correct. It's a good hara. Correct. Mizmor Sota is a little bit different. But the point is that clearly Moshe, in his health, would stand for the entire Pesukei Zimra. So Baruch Hashem, we're able to stand for Pesukei Zimra, most of us. So if that's the case, maybe she have to stand for the entire Pesukei Zimra. So they asked this, so in a later volume of the Rivo Sephraim, they asked someone, a letter writer writes to Rivo Sephraim, and he says, this that he wrote from Ramosha Feinstein, Ramosha would stand for the whole idea. He says, Vania Katan, this letter writer writes, he says, I heard, Sheshavu is Marana Gon Rabbi Yashav, Shlita, now is unfortunately Zatzal, Minochachdi Sham B'Shas Maisa, and I was there when they asked Rabbi Yashav, is there any Indian to stand by Psukei de Zimra. And Rabbi Yashav said, Sh'ev Shalom or Miyushav, Ve'ev Shalom Umar. You want to sit, you could stand. Ba'osif, She'en Yadua Lo, he doesn't know Inyan Lamud B'Shas Psukei de Zimra. He doesn't really know what the source is to stand for an entire Psukei de Zimra. So you see clearly over here, it's almost like a Machlokas or Moshe and Rabbi Yashav about if there's even an Inyan to stand for the entire Psukei de Zimra. And we know the Rama does write that regardless of what you're going to stand for in the rest of Psukei de Zimra, that for sure you should stand. V'noag l'amo, the minig is to stand when you say Baruch Shamar, Vayivarach David, and Yishtabach. So those three things we have the minig to stand regardless. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even if you're davening by yourself, which is a story of Rebbe's grandfather, and that even if he's davening b'yechidus in his living room, Nebuchadnezzar had a hard time getting up, there is an inyan still to stand by Baruch Sha'amar. The Shari Tshuva says we also stand for Mizmor V'Soda again, which is this inyan even by yourself. Despite, though, the Ramah's clear ruling, then he say, look, it's a chumrah. The Ramah says, no, the minig is to stand. The question is, you have an elderly person who has a hard time standing, should he push himself to stand for this? Or if he has energy, should he push himself to do something which is more, you know, fundamental under the law? That's almost like a hashkafic question, which you won't hear any answers from me. It was purely halachic. But that's a tough question, because from a halachic perspective, if this is not such a great inyan to stand for, so even the stuff that you have to, it's just a minug, is it worth stressing yourself for something like that? So the Rabbi Avadi Yosef cited in Halacha Brura seems to say that no, an elderly person should not try to stand for even for Baruch Shamar, because the whole thing is just a chumrah. The Vilna Gaon as well seems to write that the whole inyan of standing for these things is also a chumrah. So the upshot is if you're a fully healthy person and you're able to do it, there's definitely some poskim who say you could stand for the entire thing. And the opposite of the spectrum, if you're not such a healthy person, it's hard to stand. You don't even have to really stand for any part of Psukei de Zimra. We kind of do the middle. We stand for part of it. We don't stand for part of it. We stand for Baruch Shamar. We stand for Mizmor Soda, obviously by Baruch David, and in the end parts. But you see, clearly, you go with whatever makes the most sense for you in your physical state.